I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We are obviously celebrating the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon these couple of days, and one of our favorite guests every year is with us, the one off the dirt. No, Ranger picks it out of the air just between the wickets. And on two pitches, one down. We really don't need anybody else in the booth right now than Deborah Goldberg, who can fill some air. And she's the Mass State Treasurer. Deborah, great to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, too. And they're only saying that because I am a rabid Red Sox fan. Yeah. I'm third generation of my family in our seats. And I live and breathe for the Boston Red Sox.
It's been good oxygen to breathe these days. The Red Sox on an unbelievable roll. Foul ball just beneath us. We like this when our Jimmy Fund guests come in with the big oversized check.
I love bringing in an oversized check. You know, in the treasurer's office, we have the unclaimed property division. Mm-hmm. And we spend the year looking for money that got lost that's supposed to go to the Jimmy Fund. And this year, are you ready for the number?
We are. Here is Ildemargo Vargas who fouls it off. Go ahead.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
$176,224.37.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Do you know that we've actually brought back to the Jimmy Fund just a smidge under $4 million since we've been doing this in 2006?
02 is up and away.
Now, where did this money come from?
These are assets that were supposed to go to the Jimmy Fund that get lost out there in the ether. Checks, refunds, you name it. And what we do all year is we search all the areas where money's getting turned in, and it's for the Jimmy Fund, and we collect it and bring it here every year.
Wow.
1-2 is a slider that swung on and missed, so 2 down.
It's kind of like fine mass money.
That's it.
This is fine mass
That's
money.
It's
just, but fine Jimmy Fund money.
Fine Jimmy Fund money through fine mass money, and Deb Goldberg likes to bring it
well,
to you.
Well, we appreciate that. I've done the fine mass money thing.
And?
Yep, my name was on there.
You've never had difficulty in your whole life finding money, Sean.
No, stop. Well,
well actually, guys, Lenny has some money.
Lenny does?
And Lenny told me when I told him that he wants to donate it to That's the cool. Jimmy Fund.
I'll donate
bucks.
Mine, too.
Let's go, all of us.
Last I looked, I think I had $32.
You
Keep on looking.
Sean, you've done enough tonight. Please.
Okay.
25K counts. 1-0 pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Having driven in his car with Lenny DiNardo, there's $104 on the floorboards that he doesn't know about.
Do you take quarters and dimes?
1-1 is a breaking ball outside.
Lenny apparently has one of those like wedding cars with cans and things all over the place.
You.
I've been in it, and he does.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm a lot happier than I was last year.
I believe that.
I stayed till the last pitch last night.
2-1. Is a strike on the outside corner. That was more fun than last year, right?
A lot more fun.
Well, one of the things I love about Deb is she likes to be the manager of the Red Sox, too.
I do. Last year, I told them they needed to take out the pitcher, and it turned out I was right.
I think they're going to leave Ranger in here. The 2-2 pop foul down the third base side. Carroll slices one into the seats.
Now, would you like it if Chad Tracy called you and told you how to run the treasury? You have a lot of response. Receiver general. You're managing the cash and debt, unclaimed property, chair of state boards, commissions, Massachusetts School Building Authority, Pension Reserve Investment Board, retirement. I mean, how do you have enough hours in a day to go find $176,000 missing dollars for the Jimmy Fund?
Because I never sleep.
You must not.
And you think I'm kidding.
I know you're not. That's all.
But
and I only read
I
about half
I
your resume,
it.
Half of your this. Assignments here.
I love being able to help people. I love making a difference in this state. And you know what? I make money for the state. So it really is important, and we get the job done.
3-2 pitch to Carroll, misses outside. Now, he was hit by a pitch last time by Ranger, and that came right before the Moreno Grand Slam. So Ranger, who was ahead of Carroll, loses him, and now the go-ahead run comes aboard here in the fifth.
This guy's scary, Gabby Moreno. How long have you been the state treasurer now?
I was elected in 2014 and sworn in 2015.
Wow, that's a long time.
And I'm really glad to be running for re-election this fall because it's really important with the volatility in the world right now.
There is?
Yeah. Even the Red Sox. We go on the road, we lose, we come home, we win. It's just like the markets.
0-1 is swung on a miss at a curveball. I was going to say, these days, you're not the only person who's got like 17 different jobs at one time.
No, I'm not.
So you're running for re-election.
I am.
When is that?
November. So.
But your opponent's not bringing checks in for 176
Well, I was going to say, there's probably some sort of equal time thing we're supposed to acknowledge.
I was going to say, I think we should change the subject.
Okay, well, but you got it in. You got your re-election pitch in. If whoever you're running against wants to bring a check for 176,
we'll have them on.
But how many people can say they've had their season tickets over 50 years?
Amazing.
Yeah, seriously.
5-4 Red Sox.
I think that qualifies.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it does.
That'll get you some votes.
Carroll runs, and they got him picked off. Contreras to second. Great tag by Soto.
Yeah.
And the inning is over, Deb. You brought him good luck again.
Woo!
And generosity, we really appreciate everything you have done. $176,224.37 this year. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We go to the bottom of the fifth
inning. We'll take care of getting you.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.